KSLN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has hit Iran with a new round of sanctions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The newly imposed sanctions are aimed at people and companies accused of enabling Iran's ballistic missile program, drone production, and illicit oil sales. They come as the Trump administration presses Iran to make a deal ahead of nuclear talks scheduled for Thursday in Geneva, and as the U.S. builds up its largest military presence in the region in decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard University amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
Summers, who had been on leave since November and whose name appeared hundreds of times in newly released Epstein files, will leave at the end of the school year. He will remain on leave until then. Summers served as a Treasury Secretary under former President Bill Clinton and then led Harvard as president for 5 years, starting in 2001. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Winter's not going away just yet, according to forecasters. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says there'll be temperature swings ahead of a new cold front.
Going forward into the weekend, and just looking at some of the high temperature forecasts for Saturday, 46 in New York City, Sunday 40. So, you know, it does afford a few days of melting. But then as we get into early next week, Monday and Tuesday, look like temperatures are again back towards freezing.
New York City spread huge amounts of salt and hired emergency shovelers. Advocates say many sidewalks are impassable for people with disabilities. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 307 points, the S&P up by 56. This is SRN News. Vanderbilt University Medical Center gets out of the transgender business.
The hospital is just the latest to stop providing sex change operations for fear of being cut off from federal funding by President Trump. But Vanderbilt is a notable case because it was there in 2022 that one of its executives was caught on video defending sex change operations because, quote, these surgeries make a lot of money. The president has vowed not to let any taxpayer dollars be spent on medical procedures designed to help persons live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
The World Council of Churches is condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country was bombed earlier this month. General Secretary Jerry Pillay says these ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity, and the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. Tech stocks led a Wall Street surge.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, erasing their losses for the week. Nvidia and other big tech companies led the way. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 307 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.3% as stocks in software and other tech industries continued to rebound. Nvidia rose 1.4% ahead of its latest profit report, which arrived after trading closed for the day. The giant AI chip company once again beat Wall Street's estimates. Seth Suto, New York.
Facebook owner Meta Platforms will buy artificial intelligence chips from Advanced Micro Devices in a deal that will also give it the opportunity to buy up to a 10% stake of the chip company. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.